Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Good morning, Jim.
How you doing?
How are you? I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It's a fabulous weather. We just covered it. We should just have a recording and have the, you know, have it state, well, the weather's great. We're doing
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's supposed to be 90 degrees today on Memorial Day. And, you know, people say Happy Memorial Day. I don't know that Happy Memorial is a proper greeting, but I'm
well,
I
you know, Reatha,
what
it is it's not, you know, it's just that they really don't understand that it's not a Veterans Day. It's a day given to our fallen veterans. And,
exactly.
You know, it's a day off, and sometimes people, it's not appropriate, no, but they just don't know, or they're not aware
no,
of the whole situation.
So I'm going to say
it
have
is
a contemplative.
Our fallen heroes.
Well,
right,
exactly.
Right.
I'm going to say have a contemplative Memorial Day today. Take a minute out. We're going to be talking about it later.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
So now we're going to be talking about our hot topics.
That's right.
And I want to remind everyone that Betty White's Off Their Rockers is back on the air with new shows on Lifetime Channel. Check your local listings for where Lifetime is on your television. And check your time also. It's on Friday nights, that part I'm sure. Friday nights in Los Angeles and on the East Coast, it's at 8 o'clock. The new shows are at 8 o'clock, and they actually are doing some reruns prior to that. So there's really about 2 hours of Betty White on Friday nights. For those of us who don't always get out on Friday nights, you can laugh your little hearts out watching us pull pranks on the younger generation. And, of course, Betty's also always fun. But for my other hot topic, I want to get a little bit more serious. For those of you that have heard about the Isla Vista shootings, there was a gunman that, from what I understand, the death toll now is at 6 and 7, including the shooter, and numbers in the double digits of people that were injured in Isla Vista, which is quite near Santa Barbara. And I don't want to talk about the incident itself. However, as usual, whenever there's that type of an incident, people want to start screaming about gun control. And I just want to remind people, guns don't kill people. People do.
People,
and in this particular incident, three of the people were stabbed to death. No one is crying out, "Let's ban knives." We've got to keep things in proper perspective. We do have to have the laws in place to make sure that the wrong people don't get guns, but we cannot just blanket say, let's ban all guns, no one should have them, because it's not the guns that just kill people. It is people, and we have to make sure the proper laws are in place. And unfortunately, in this case, this young man's father or family had called the police and said that they were concerned. And he was checked out, and he was able to fool them. So just keep it in proper perspective. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
And your hot topic today, Jim.
Well, what age are the baby boomers retiring? Okay, about a third, that's 34% of people retire between the ages of 60 and 64. That's the most popular age range for retirement now. 14% of those surveyed retired exactly at age 65, and only 16% of retirees managed to work past the age of 65. Interesting stats. According to an article in the U.S. News, the new ideal retirement age is now 67. The age workers expect to retire reaches a record high this year. The average expected retirement age has been gradually increasing over the past 17 years from age 60 in 95 to 64 in 2005. Some 39% of workers now plan to retire after age 65, and in 2007. And now, regarding Social Security, the age you begin to collect Social Security benefits affects the payments you'll receive for the rest of your life, so you have to make that decision well. The checks are reduced if you sign up as soon as possible at age 62, but are increased if you delay claiming your claim until age 70. Claiming Social Security at age 66 has recently surged in popularity due to the increase in full retirement age to 66 for everyone born between 43 and 54. Remember, the longer you wait, the more you get. But on the other hand, the longer you wait, the more money you are passing up. So for help on this decision, we have a retirement expert coming on the show today, Rita.
Yeah, we have David Jones coming on.
Yeah, and he knows what he's talking about. And it's people like this we really have to listen to, so we don't, because once you do it, that's it, you know, once you make that decision.
Absolutely. Well, he's going to be coming on in a few minutes, but I want to remind everybody, in the meantime, go to the Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook page,
right.
And all you have to do is go on the Internet, go to facebook.com/Easy Way Broadcasting, that's the letter E, the letter Z, Way Broadcasting. Go to the fan page, and there's going to be contests on there. There's going to be special content just for Facebook readers, and there's all kinds of fun stuff on there. So definitely go to the Facebook page, and you'll be an insider of Easy Way Broadcasting. And that brings us up to our first commercial.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
So we have our guest today, David Jones.
Yes, hello, Rita and
hello,
Jim.
David.
How are you?
Thank you for calling in, and I hear that you're up in Big Bear.
I am. I'm actually right on the edge of the lake right now in a hike, but I'm so happy to be able to join you guys on the radio show.
Well, thank you for taking a time out of your Memorial Day and your Big Bear vacation.
Reese and I are always glad to hear from you, and you heard a little bit of my hot topic, I hope. I tell everybody, you're the guy who can help people make their decisions on what age to retire.
Well, Jim, I did hear, from the beginning of the show and what you say, those statistics are accurate that you read. And so one of the sad things is that it is true. People are having to wait longer to receive their Social Security. Probably we'll see as many as 75% that over the next several years will go ahead and work and continue to work as long as they can because they realize that the Social Security amounts that they have to live on now are probably not going to cover their expenses, and that's the sad tale of what's going on.
Sad
so
fact.
You're exactly right. There's so many people working. And as you said, the longer that you wait, your Social Security amounts do go higher. From 62 years old to 66 years old, you can receive automatic increases to whatever your amounts are for 6.25% increase, and that's an automatic increase to what your current amounts are. And then if you wait at 67 to 70, then those increases go up to 8% per year. And those are automatic and guaranteed increases. So...
Wow.
As you know, we do seminars on this. It's about an hour and a half seminar that explains the detail of how all of this works. And that's only one aspect of it. That's called the worker benefit amount that you get. Then there
are
other benefits.
David, I'm one of those people. I already know I'm going to have to wait until 70 before I start collecting to make it worthwhile. But, you know, they've been scaring us about whether or not they'll even be Social Security by the time I turn 70. Should I be worried?
Well, you know, the as we spoke last time, the
right.
Social Security is an absolute mandatory item on the budget for the U.S. government. That is something that I think you can feel assured that as long as we have the U.S. government, that we will see that those Social Security checks will be made.
Checks come in.
It is
right.
a mandatory. It's a mandatory requirement.
That was the breath that we took. That was the little breather we had.
We do have a couple of callers calling in. Let's see if they're calling regarding retirement here.
Right. We're getting callers coming in.
Carla, are you on the line?
Are you talking to me?
No.
No, we got callers, Dave.
No.
Okay, who do we have on the line?
Who's your caller?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Tommy. I'm calling in.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I was just calling in to support Eric Zulli, and I'm out here in New York, and I work with him on various projects, and I want to listen in on the show today while I'm walking around New York City.
Well, just real quick, it sounds like you're not quite ready for retirement yet, but
I'm younger. Still, I'm 36.
Okay.
I'm not there, but I'm still always thinking about it.
Oh,
well, that's
good to think
exactly.
about it early.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you much for calling in.
All right, definitely. We'll always listen to you out here in New York.
Wonderful.
Thank you much.
Okay.
Now, David, just real quick. One of the concerns that, you know, one of the simple concerns without getting too deep is people say, well, okay, if I retire now, I get my money, and it's a for sure thing. So if something happens to Social Security, which we said it's already mandatory, but they think if I wait, I will get more, okay? But then again, if you wait, you're not collecting the money over those years. Say you waited 4 years. All right, that's 4 years times, say you were going to get $1,000 a month. All right, that's four times, it's $48,000 you're missing out on, and now you're starting up in 4 years, you know, later. And, I mean, are we out that money? Does it take so many years to make that up? Is it worth it?
Well, Jim, I understand what you're saying. And you have to understand now, that is the short-term view. Yes, for the next 4 years, you would be missing out on that income coming in. Now, if you have the choice to go ahead and be in a business or work and make income, then you will be able to make the amount of money that it takes to live on and survive during that period of time so that you can put off making that, receiving that $1,000 a month coming in from Social Security. Now, If you don't have the ability to do that, then there are other options as opposed to just taking the $1,000 per month. There's the spousal options, which most people know nothing about, which allows you to, if the situation is right, if the ages are right, and you will be able to take income from a spouse that if you don't have to take your own benefit at that time, and that can help to increase the amount of income that you have as well over that period of time. So there are a lot of different ways to take your income, and one of the keys is to get education. That's the real key, to get education and know when you should do it and why you should do it. Yeah, just saving that or receiving that extra $1,000 a month may sound good now, but if you miss out on the next several years of getting 6.25% increases and then 8% increases in your Social Security, now remember, that goes for the lifetime that you're receiving the benefits.
Oh.
So if the longer that you receive it, if your amount is much higher, then in many cases, as you saw in our seminar, people are receiving $100,000 to $300,000 more in their retirement over the full lifetime benefit that they get by waiting those extra years and allowing that to grow.
And you get
well, David,
you
we
get
have
a
another caller. We have another caller, 9505. Caller, are you on? See, we have several callers coming in now. Caller 9505. Who do we have on the line? We've got.
Okay, I guess we don't have anyone. David, I wanted to just
say
that Social Security will
okay.
actually give you a printout of how much you're entitled to. That's how I know how much I'll make if I collected it 62, 66, or 70. And
right.
that helps you to judge it because it's not like you have to guess how much that amount of money is. And as I continue to work, that money increases, correct?
That is correct. And remember now, that's only one of the three aspects of how you can increase your Social Security income. That's what most people understand, that if you wait long, your own personal worker benefit increases. Remember, there are two other major pieces to this puzzle that most people don't even know about, which has to do with spousal benefits and filing and restricting, filing and suspending, and there's different ways you can do this that can increase by hundreds of thousands of dollars depending on your situation.
So can we find that out by going to your No Senior Left Behind education program?
That's correct. You sure can. And all they have to do is just sign up. And we have free education. We also have a bronze, silver, and gold program where they can actually get individual and customized education and actual reports and things about their specific situation.
And
now,
what's
Dave,
that
do you
website
work with
again?
What's that site again?
The website is www.hwmoc.com. That stands for Heritage Wealth Management, Orange County. HWMOC.com.
.com, okay.
It's free to sign up and get the initial education on there.
Well, it's always
great
having you on the show, David.
And it's
thank
the kind of
so
thing where I have to listen to this. Thanks for calling in, Dave. And have a good
thank
time
you.
Up there in Big Bear and a safe Memorial Day.
Thank you, and it's beautiful up here, and everyone should take a chance to come and see Big Bear. It's a wonderful place.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again. All right.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
Well, today, as you know, is Memorial Day. It's a day honoring our fallen veterans. And just to give you a background on what it is, because in our conversation today, people mention, happy Memorial Day. And it's a day that we honor our fallen veterans, basically, is that's what the day is about. Memorial Day grew from a practice held during and after the Civil War, where Southern women decorated the graves of Confederate soldiers in honor of their service. At the time, many were buried far away from their homes, so the situation was they had their family members, but they were buried so far away they couldn't tend to their graves. So what they did was those that had lived near the battlefields and the cemeteries where the dead were buried, they took on the responsibility of caring for the graves of the strangers. In doing this service, they were honoring their own loved ones lost in the war that they were really never able to find the graves. The day was called Decoration Day. That was decorating the graves. General John Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic, the Veterans Organization of Forming Union Soldiers, ordered flowers placed in the graves of both Union and Confederate soldiers at the Arlington National Cemetery. This was the first official act of Decoration Day on May 30th, 1868. It was intended as an act of unification and healing as both sides were once again a single nation. It wasn't until after World War I that May 30th became widely recognized as the day all those who died in war were to be honored, not just those who perished between the war, in the war between the states. In 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which moved Memorial Day to the last Monday in May. The first National Monday Memorial Day was not until 1971. The U.S. had been in approximately, now this is probably a fact not too many people know, the U.S. had been in approximately 74 wars from the American Revolutionary War in 1775, where the total dead and wounded were approximately 50,000, to the Afghanistan and Iraq wars, leaving a total of all wars at approximately 850,000 died, and a total of dead and wounded to almost 3 million. The greatest loss in World War II, with over 53,000 casualties, and in World War II, with over 290,000 deaths. The Korean and Vietnam Wars each had over 30,000. The Gulf War, where several hundred thousand were deployed, there were only approximately 150 deaths, and they contribute that to the high technology. The greatest loss of American lives in one battle was in the Civil War at Gettysburg. In this three-day battle between July 1st and July 3rd, 1863, between 49 and 51,000 casualties. That's amazing, three-day battle. Well, then again, you know, the troops were facing each other and just shooting at each other, and it was terrible. As far as the national cemeteries, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, the National Cemeteries Administration maintains 131 national cemeteries in 39 states, as well as 33 soldiers' lots and memorial cities. God bless our fallen veterans. So you have a little brief on Memorial Day. There you go, Aretha.
Okay.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, today I'd like to talk a little bit about a couple of services on the Internet that a lot of people don't know about. And recently I've had a couple of people that wanted to send me some videos or some pictures, and the files were just too large to send through their regular email. And they had no idea how they could do it. And it's really very simple. And a couple of services you can do it through. One is called Hightail. That's the one I tend to use. And it's a way that you can actually send the picture or the video up into the cloud there. And it'll live on the cloud. And then the person that you want to view it just has to click on a link, and they'll be connected, and they'll be able to download that picture or that video to their computer. It's really quite simple. Most of the services are free, especially if you're not going to use it on a regular basis and you don't need a lot of storage space. So you can go to Hightail.com. There's a Dropbox service. And it doesn't matter really which one you use. It's just a matter of which one you happen to stumble on. I'm not endorsing either one. And it's self-explanatory. They're very clear instructions. And like I said, it's just a matter of, instead of emailing it to the other person, you load it up to the cloud and it resides there. The good thing about doing that is it can reside there permanently. So it doesn't just have to be a big file. It can be a small file, but something that you want to share with several people. And instead of having to mail out that file each time, you just leave it there, and you can mail out the link to that file. Also, you can update any information that's living on these services. And say, like I have a file that's a press kit file. So I just update it there, and anyone that I want to send that press kit to, I just give them the link, and it's automatically updated. I don't have to think about it. Just I update it once, and then anybody I send it to will get the new updated file. So when you get that message that says that the email won't go through because the file's too big, and you say, oh, no, what do I do? Just go to either Dropbox or Hightail or just Google services that you can send large files through and use one of those services. And it's especially good for pictures. I think about all the fires in California recently where they've been losing the pictures and precious things because of the fire. This is one of the ways that you can store these things, and you never have to worry about losing them. They'll always be there, and you just download them. So that's my check time for today.
That's amazing. You know, this is the kind of stuff that after the show I have to sit there with a notebook and kind of jot this down because it all doesn't sink in. You know, it's like when David's talking about the Social Security, it's just so on point, but you really have to write it down, and at least I do, and kind of go over a little bit. 10 times.
Right. Well, speaking of going over stuff, I want to go over again to just remind everyone to go to the Facebook.com Easy Way Broadcasting. There's going to be lots of exciting stuff on the Facebook page. You can like it, which is always great, and just go back and check what's going on the page. It is a fan page, so you like it instead of being a friend, you like it. And again, that's facebook.com/ E as in Eric, Z as in Zuli, Broadcasting. And like I said, there's going to be contests. There's going to be special content on the page that you can only find on the Facebook page. Also, there's
5,500 members.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And you can promote our... I think you can go to our Hollywood The Easy Way Facebook group today, and you can promote your own projects for free.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. So, I mean, where else can you do your own free advertising?
Yeah, what he put together is kind of groundbreaking, you know.
Yeah, and you can go to ericzuliblog.com. And check out what's going on the blog. So that's Eric Zuley, Zuley, blog.com. And see what Eric's talking about today. He's always talking about something. And there's so much stuff going on
there's
the
so
easy
much.
Way.
I see the results. People are, you know, I see the results on what he's doing and the excitement with people that are getting associated with this. On how it promotes what they're doing and how they can interact, they're going, God, we didn't know this existed. Well, it kind of didn't exist until he put it together, so it's amazing. And we just want to say, you know, God bless all our fallen veterans and their families and for their great sacrifice and everything on this Memorial Day. And
absolutely.
Yeah,
and for those of you that are having picnics and family get-togethers today, we hope that you do have a wonderful time, but take a moment out of your day-to-day to just think about all that has been done by the veterans that gave their lives so that we can continue to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
That's right. And when you're on your trips and your vacation or your outings today on Memorial Day or visiting the cemeteries, remember to drive safely on the way back because it's going to be crowded out there.
Exactly. So that's it for this week. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And we will see you next Monday at 10 a.m.
There it is. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.